And good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. My co-host, Tony Bush, is off today. I don't know where, but he's out there somewhere, so I hope he's enjoying the weather. Filling in for Tony today, I'm going to have another one of our SCORE mentors. I've got Bill Devine here with us. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Bill is a longtime SCORE mentor. Bill, how long have you been with SCORE?
First of September will be 17 years.
Wow. Okay, and your specialty?
Well, I do a lot of retail. I'm a retired pharmacist and owned a group of pharmacies in Wisconsin for 30-plus years. And so many of the clients that I get are in the health care field, not very many pharmacists anymore, but various other nurses, chiropractors, massage therapists, et cetera, and then also in the retail end of it. Those are the two specialties that I guess I see most of my clients from.
Okay, so you got the two of us today who are both pretty strong in marketing background, I would say. So that should work in very, very well with our guest today. Our guest is Zach Pawlowski.
Yeah, you got him.
Zach is the owner and president of Candeo Creative, which is a marketing firm out of Oshkosh. Candeo is also one of our sponsors. They work with us and have provided us with our website, the Biz Talk with SCORE website. Zach, good to have you with us this morning.
Great to be here.
Okay. Why don't we start off a little bit by having you tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, and how you got into the marketing game.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me here with you this morning. Honor to be here. I'm an Oshkosh native, so born and raised in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I've always had a passion for advertising and marketing. I can recall as a kid watching the old tube TV and hearing the radio and being fascinated about what types of advertising make people tick and want to buy or engage with a certain product. So that's what started Candeo Creative 4 short years ago and got us started in business.
Okay, and what areas in marketing do you handle?
Well, we're an integrated agency, so we have 5 core services. Our first one is multimedia, so things like photography, videography. Next one is public relations, so everything from copywriting to sending out press releases. Next one is strategy and research. So we have a team of strategists and researchers who build advertising plans and create campaigns. Next one is art. So everything from branding and design. And then our fifth one, which is our roots, is web and digital. So that's social media marketing, which is great right now, search engine optimization, and website design and development.
Okay, so you're moving on the entire spectrum, so
right,
to speak.
Definitely.
Okay, fine. And how many people do you say you have with you now?
We're at about 30 people and still hiring. We have about 6 roles open right now that we're actively hoping to find some talented folks in advertising for here soon.
Okay, so and you're located in Oshkosh?
In Oshkosh.
What is the address and how do we get in touch with you?
We're at 146 Algoma Boulevard. Feel free to swing through any time. Give us a call, 920-252-8128, or visit our website, www.candeocreative.com, and you can definitely learn a lot more there.
Well, Zach, why don't you spell that Candeo, because it's not something that would roll off the
tongue.
Tongue there.
Yeah, it's C-A-N-D-E-O, then the word creative.com.
Right. Good. Just so if somebody has interest to get a hold of you, that's one of the easiest ways in today's world to do that.
You got it, yeah.
Right, and as I said, they are responsible for maintaining and taking care of our website that we have, which is the Biz Talk with SCORE website here. And by the way, if you're listening or getting out of the area here on the radio, you can always pick that up because we do a live feed on that too, which they provide for us and keep us up to date. So thank you very much for doing that. When you start talking about the idea of integrated marketing, can you kind of give me a walkthrough what you mean by that?
Well, what we found is being able to bring in all forms of marketing under one roof really adds a lot of value to our clients and to our community. So it gives us an opportunity, whether it be a small business, large business, nonprofit, It gives us an opportunity to almost act as a one-stop shop, and mm-hmm. not necessarily being everything to everybody, but really identifying experts in all of those areas. So then when an organization needs a powerful marketing team, they can look to Candeo Creative to really provide them the best services to help their brand and ultimately feed their bottom line.
Okay, and I'd like to remind people out there, too, if you have any questions for Zach or for Bill and I, you can give us a call here at the studio. The number here is at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on the TDS Metricom toll-free, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. So, again, if you have some questions, give us a call. I think we're going to take a short break right now and then be back. This is the BizTalk radio show on WHBY, the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Okay, and good morning again. Welcome back to the Biz Talk radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. Co-hosting with me is Bill Devine from our SCORE chapter. And our guest today is Zach Pawlowski from Candeo Creative Marketing. We'll be talking with Zach in just a second. First of all, though, I just want to take a minute to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. We've been involved in the area here for over 30 years. We have approximately 55 mentors that help work in over 8 counties throughout the area to try and help businesses succeed, which is our primary goal. We work with people who are starting up their businesses, have been in business for a while, or who are at the point of looking for exit strategies. We provide mentoring for you out there, and the mentoring is free and confidential. If you're looking for help with your business plan or with getting yourself started, we'd ask you to contact us at www.scorefoxcities.org and simply go to the website there, quickly fill in the information about what it is you need help with, and within about 2 to 3 days, we'll have one of our mentors contact you, make arrangements to sit down and work with you. And I said the mentoring is totally free, so when we work with you, as long as you need to get yourself going, to get your program up and running, or to get any of the help you need. So if you're in any of the listening area, interested in getting your business started, or just have your business plan on the back of a napkin, don't be afraid to give us a call. We'd be more than happy to work with us. And that you can reach us again, as I said, scorefoxcities.org.
Randy, so, I just want to reiterate, and people are always asking me about, well, it's free, you give the first session free, or there's some other gimmick. And in today's world, that's very, very common, that, you know, bait and switch kind of thing. But no, I've been, as I said, doing this for 17 years, never been a charge to anybody.
Right.
Some of the clients that I've worked with for 4, 5, 6 years, never a charge. So
right.
That's one of the big advantages of SCORE that we offer to our people. And I think if you talk to the folks that are in the mentoring roles, they want to give back to the community. They've been in business. They've been through this, and they're just trying to help younger people generally, you know, get on their feet, get going, and be successful in business. It's good for the community, and it's good for them. So it's a free service. So just reiterate that.
Yes, and you find it's also a group that's very, very proud of what we do to be able to be help with people. And that brings me around to one of the questions I've got for Zach. Zach, you've been in business now, you said, for 4 years.
Yep, just about.
Okay. You want to kind of walk us through what it's like to start a marketing business in this world today, and how you went through some of the things you got to enjoy starting the business?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a whirlwind throughout the entire process, and it still is. And I think being an entrepreneur and starting the business, there's a certain thrill in that, and there's definitely an excitement involved in that. And what originally started was when I started the business back in 2012, I was a sophomore at UW Oshkosh, where I ultimately got my education in marketing. And there was a need out there for someone to go out and help other organizations build a social media strategy and manage social media. And so I started exactly that on my own, started it out of my basement with just me and a laptop. And as that progressed, we continued to grow based off of just what we provided in terms of quality. Mm-hmm. And then about 2 years ago, we expanded to be a fully integrated marketing agency. So now many organizations can outsource many forms of their advertising or PR out to us, and we're able to handle a lot of that. But it's been an absolute winding journey throughout the entire thing, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay. Well, one of the people that you have on staff now is Mike Pavelmacher. Mike worked with us closely when he had eBiz Results. They were the first ones to work with us on our website. How did that go about? You and Mike are now together?
Yeah. So about a year ago, Mike, yes, who owned eBiz Results, that's a web development and web programming company. We started talking, and, you know, I mean, there was a lot of services that we could complement each other. We were very heavy on the advertising side, the marketing side, the branding side, and they were heavy on building websites and building mobile applications. So a few months ago, we took the step and we bought out eBiz.
Mm-hmm.
And now their team and their business is part of our business, and now we have the capability for website development as well as web programming, and that's something that we're definitely very proud of.
Okay, so and how many people are with you now, again?
We're at just about 30.
30, okay. Yep. And when it comes to your business and so on, any little things that you've run into as far as planning, ideas that you would pass on to somebody as far as things they should be aware of, or how you handled the planning for your business itself?
You know, things happen so quickly for us is that by nature I am a planner. I like to have a list. I like to know, you know, what's going to happen, when and why, and that was just not the hand that I was dealt in this case.
Uh-huh.
There was a great opportunity for the taking. Ideally, in an ideal world, I wanted to take the last 2 years of college and write my plan and really come up with a rock solid strategy on how to build the business. But I was encouraged by other experienced business people to say, hey, start now. You know what I mean? And then as you go along, then begin to piece together your plan. So that for me taught me to be adaptable and to be agile and have the willingness to roll with the tides and the punches, and understand is that in marketing and in business both, things change constantly, and be open to that change.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it sounds from your description of what you've been doing is that you have so many of the qualities that make a good entrepreneur. Talk and SCORE really promote planning, but you don't always have all the parameters going into things, and things pop up, and taking advantage of opportunities is something that a good entrepreneur will do, and it surely sounds like you have done that well. But that does not mean that you shouldn't do the planning, because we have lots of people that we see as clients all the time that will talk about, I know what I want to do, but they're not willing to sit down and put it on a piece of paper or to really spend the time and effort to plan it as well as they should. And consequently, that can lead to failure. But, sometimes it just works out, and, you know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. But it sounds like you're both to me. And, that's terrific that we have, because you see, especially, you know, with the past few years, there's been all kinds of folks that want to get into the web designing and building websites and doing all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, they come and they go pretty fast, and it's terrific that you have been able to weather it and, you know, expand. And it's just great to hear a real success story.
Well, it sounds like, you put in, even though you didn't get enough time to get the whole plan put together, it sounds like you did put in quite a bit of work on the plan for the program itself.
Definitely. And really, I think as a business owner, you have to be willing to respect both. So understanding, I mean, it's critical to have a detailed plan, goals, a strategy on how you're going to be successful. But at the same time, operating with the mindset that you can be agile enough at any moment to change. So, like you said, having a healthy both in there and being able to operate with both mindsets.
Okay, so agility and a little planning and a little luck, and away you go, right?
And away you go,
okay.
You bet.
All righty. Well, you're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show this morning. My name is Randy Melzer. We're going to take a quick break right now and be back. Our guest today is Zach Pawlowski. Zach is the owner and president of Candeo Creative Marketing out of Oshkosh, and we'll be back with Zach in just a little bit to go over some of the things as far as marketing is concerned, some of the changes he's seen and some of the changes we're seeing. So again, you are listening to the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Albertson Haling CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I wanna be rich. Oh, I wanna be rich.
Okay, and good morning and welcome back again to the Biz Talk Radio Show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host this morning. Tony Bush is out in the hinterlands somewhere doing whatever he does on a Saturday when he's not here. But we do have our guest host with us today is Bill Devine from the SCORE chapter. And we are talking to our guest today, who is Zach Pawlowski. Zach is with Candeo Creative Marketing. And we'll be talking to Zach in just a minute or two about some of the things that he does and how he works with his clients. First, I want to take just a second to let you know, in addition to the free mentoring services that SCORE offers, we also do a number of special programs and seminars throughout the year. Right now, we have a couple of them coming up. The first one is going to be in August. It's going to be on social media, and it's going to be held out in Black Creek. The exact date and location will be coming up, and I'd recommend that you look on the Score Fox Cities website. That's scorefoxcities.org. We will be posting that information as far as when it is coming up and exactly where, but you can be planning the middle of August. And then the second thing we're going to be doing is coming up in September. We'll be planning to do the Simple Steps program, which is about 16 hours, five classes on how to start your business, what your business plan is all about, and that type of thing. So we remind you those two programs will be coming up. Check the website for the details and information on that. The other thing I need to do is just take a very quick minute to say thank you very much to the sponsors that we have for the Biz Talk show. Without them, we wouldn't be here, and without them, a lot of the things that we do for SCORE would be a lot more difficult. So again, a quick thank you, first of all, to Fox Communities Credit Union. They've been a long time sponsor, help with the business and banking needs for our customers. Thank you also to Albertson Hailing CPAs for your accounting needs, to keep you on the straight path as far as your dollars and cents are concerned. Also, we have a new sponsor, which is Legal Business Edge LLC. That's Sarah DeBruin. She handles the legal questions for you as far as putting together all of the things that you need as far as your legal documentation and so on, as well as she works with the areas of patenting, copywriting, and trademarks. So keep Sarah in mind. Also, a thank you out to Bank First National. Bank First National is, of course, new here in the Valley. Their new building is going up out near the mall. We're keeping an eye on that and looking forward to having that grand opening coming up soon. So we'll be keeping you posted on that. So that's Bank First National. Also, we want to thank Candeo Marketing, who's helped us throughout the years to take care of our website for the Biz Talk with SCORE site. And finally, a thank you going out to the Business News. They are a publication here in the northeast Wisconsin, published every 2 weeks, and contain all of the business news that you would need as far as keeping up to date on what's going on. We recommend them very highly as an excellent source of information for you. So that takes care of a little bit of the housekeeping. Now we can get back to some of the good stuff. So, Zach, again, good to have you with us this morning. I'd like to kind of touch base with you. Both Bill and I are old-time marketers. We've seen marketing go from, just basically horse and buggy up to where we are today. How would you say, as far as some of the things that have changed that you're seeing, what's the trends? Where are we going?
Well, certainly advertising and marketing has changed dramatically. Even in the past 5 years, 2 years, 6 months, as technology continues to evolve and consumers are spending more of their time on a phone or a tablet or even elsewhere, the rate of change that's happening in advertising is happening faster than it's ever happened before. And advertising has changed now with the advent of technologies. It's no longer about throwing advertising out at people and hoping to influence them, but it's really about a brand being part of the message and being part of the daily routine of that target consumer. So it's not just about, hey, I'm just gonna toss up some advertising and hope it creates some return on investment for my business, but really strategizing out, you know, what's gonna bring value to that consumer and how can I create a branding relationship with that audience to ensure that it's going to bring my business value.
Mm-hmm. One of the methods you mentioned was networking. How do you see that as playing into a part of the marketing and so on to be able to establish that brand?
You know, I think in any organization, small or large, personal branding is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's critical to, before you even get into your company's branding or your organization's branding, it's very important to understand your personal brand. So, I, Zach Pulaski, I am the expert in marketing, and that's my personal brand. Mm-hmm. But hey, what's somebody else's? And so when people think of your brand, what do they think about you? And when people think of you, what do they think about your brand? So, when you're out there, connecting with others and networking, which is still a great way to get your brand name out there, what do people think about you? Mm-hmm. And understanding what is that personal brand.
Okay, and what about one of the things we try to stress with our clients is the idea of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Don't confuse the public. Be as consistent as you can in all the different media that you use. And I know, obviously, in today's world, you use a wide variety. What different things do you use as far as the medias that your customers should use or are using?
Well, I definitely agree with consistency. And I mean, since the advent of advertising, there are still some core fundamentals there that will never go away, and definitely one of those is with your branding. It needs to be consistent across no matter where you're advertising. We are definitely seeing a change in the landscape of how people consume media, and consumers don't consume media anymore in silos. So mm-hmm. they're not just going to consume and hear your branding through, you know, TV or radio or social media, but it's really about having an integrated plan and understanding your target audience. Okay. So where does your target spend their time every day, online or offline, and what can you do to make sure that you're part of that story? Mm-hmm. And just like you said, making sure that branding is consistent across all channels.
How do you help your clients find their client? How do you help them to be able to figure out where is my client and where are they consuming the media?
Well, we have a really wonderful team of senior strategists and senior folks who do quite a bit of market research. So
I have to kind of ask when you say senior, are they all your age?
No. You know, and it's so funny because I get asked that all the time. And one thing that was part of our business plan was to identify and hire people that are a lot smarter than I am and a lot more experienced than I am. So I think if you would put all of our staff into one room at a time, I would probably be the least educated, and I would probably be the least experienced out of everybody. And it was important that we went out and hired and recruited and retained some really talented people within the Fox Valley.
Great. Okay.
There are those fundamental age old practices of, you know, simply going out, doing some polling and doing some interviewing and focus groups, things like that. But now with the advent of something that's called big data, you're able to go out and understand consumer habits and understand what people are interested in. Even 15 years ago, you know, I could loosely, you know, target women in some advertising or target men in some advertising. But now, I can target men who are between 60 and 62, mm-hmm. who are Caucasian, who make X amount a year in income, who have a boat loan, who live on the west side of Oshkosh. You know what I mean? So understanding that target and who you're trying to talk to and influence is more critical than it's ever been.
Okay. Yeah, I know there are some of the programs we recommend, you know, for people just starting up with no money in the deal, mm-hmm. to go talk to the people over at the libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Resource USA is one that's out there. A to Z Data is another database that people can pick up on. And the neat part about that, once they get past that and they can start working with you direct, but before they do, at least they're able to get some of the material for free.
Absolutely.
And I always recommend take advantage of that before you spend your money.
I wholeheartedly agree. You know, I mean, it's going to help us on the agency side when that organization is ready to hire a full-scale marketing agency like ourselves. They're going to have a rock solid understanding of who they want to talk to. And there's many times that we have a new business that comes to us, and they feel like marketing is the solution to their business, or hey, I'm not seeing sales. I need, you know, mm-hmm. advertising. And there's some instances where we have to turn that business away and say, no, you need a business plan. You know, you don't need a marketing plan. You need the business plan first. And I am completely on the same page there, where starting with what you have at your fingertips first is the best way to go.
Okay. As we've watched, and we talked a little bit about this before, but the way advertising and marketing has changed over the last few years, going from website required to social media required to now mobile. Mm-hmm. I notice you're wearing an
Apple Watch
and so on. So, I mean, how have you seen this change, and how has this affected your business over the year?
Dramatically, you know, And part of what makes great marketing is having the agility to change with that. Different generations evolve into different forms of media, it's really critically important that not only that we move along with them, but we move ahead of them. So when a specific age group of people in their 30s, you know, start to buy their first iPhones or their first tablets, that brand is already there waiting for them to communicate to them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have definitely seen that change, and you know, there's a big emphasis right now in mobile, making sure that that your brand, no matter what that means, if it's for your website or for your advertising in general, that I mean that you are ready to roll and you're ready to communicate to people in the palm of their hand. But like any other form of where we are right now in marketing, and as that continues to evolve faster, we are finding that we're already, you know, to put it bluntly, we're already a little bit bored of mobile.
Yeah.
We're really starting to look at what's next after mobile, and where are people going to be consuming information after mobile.
And one of the other things, too, is that when you start talking about social media and all of this, everybody pipes up and says, well, yeah, but that's free. We don't have to worry about spending money on that. Mm-hmm. You want to burst that bubble for me?
Yeah. I really hate to make anybody feel sad out there, but A, it's not free, and B, it's going to get more expensive. A part is that your time is worth something, and just popping up a Facebook status update for your business, it might feel good and it might feel like you did something great, but you got to really be able to measure that and set mm-hmm. some goals to that. Facebook, you know, is a billion-dollar company, great, smart company, and they understand that social media advertising, social media branding works, and it works well. So they have to kind of bait people in with some low cost right now of advertising, and mm-hmm. and you'll see that they're starting to increase that cost over time. They're estimating by 2020, 4 or 5 years away, that it's going to be just as expensive as a billboard or broadcast TV or radio.
Okay.
And that's simply because it works.
Absolutely.
You know, the satisfying feeling of just making a Twitter profile or a Facebook profile is great, but it's really about how you use it and what results you can actually see from it.
One of the questions that I regularly have from clients is, okay, I've got my Facebook up, I do a little bit of this Twitter stuff, and most of these folks that we get as clients are very good, what I will describe as technicians in their own field, but then not having very much expertise in this marketing, social media stuff. How often would you say a small business should have a Facebook, Twitter, social media update, you know, weekly, multiple times a week? What kind of guidelines could you give to a small business?
Well, I'm a big proponent of quality over quantity. So if you have the time to dedicate one solid, great, thought-out, engaging Facebook post per week, do that.
Okay.
Don't talk to talk. You know, really make sure that you have a clear, concise message. But on that same token, I would say really understand your target audience. How often do they want to be spoken to? You know, is it that younger group who wants updates 4 or 5 times a day on what's going on in your business because you're a restaurant, or is it a firm that does law? You know, I mean, that, you know, I really only need maybe one post every 2 weeks. I mean, of course, I'm speaking loosely there,
sure.
But mm-hmm. but it really also depends on what your target's looking for and then catering to their needs.
Can you get an overdose? You were talking about 4 or 5 times a day. I have a Facebook page that I look at every few days, and usually keep track of my kids and my grandkids, but sometimes these businesses are on there, you know, all these times. Wouldn't people get overloaded and delete them or unfriend them? Or
yeah, so there is such a thing as too much. There is no doubt about that. But it's also, you know, understanding what does your audience look for, because you know, if you're, let's just say, a restaurant and you're updating with drink specials and food specials and entertainment, then people want that information. So it's important to continually feed that information out.
Okay, well, Zach, we're going to be coming back just a few minutes after a break. We're talking with Zach Pawlowski of Candeo Creative Marketing. This is your Biz Talk radio show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Okay, and welcome back to the BizTalk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. We will tell you, yes, it doesn't rain money. You have to really work at it. And that's why we have a guest of ours here today is Zach Pawlowski. Zach is with, he is the owner and president of Candeo Creative, also one of our sponsors. Zach, again, good to have you with us. I'd like to just check, first of all, how do people get in contact with you if they're looking for information?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 920-252-8128 or check out our website. We have a lot of information there. You can email us from there as well. That's found at www.candeocreative.com, and you spell Candeo, C-A-N-D-E-O, then the word creative.com.
Okay. Yeah, I've been out to the site. It's very well done, very interesting site. So
thank you.
A lot of activity on it to keep you busy. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. If I'm a client, a potential client, I give you a call, what are the steps real quickly?
You know, I mean, so really it starts with us exploring together, and in reality, it's us interviewing each other. We really want to understand what keeps you up at night, and if it's a sales problem or a branding problem, or you're just ready to bring your business to that next level. And it's us also doing a little bit of interviewing as well to see, you know, would we be a good fit together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can the Candeo Creative brand partner with your brand actually bring you value? There are times that we kindly end that same meeting and say, you know what, you're probably not in a good place for us yet.
Okay.
Honesty and a true heart of just of exploring is really how we start that off.
Yeah, because we always try to explain to people that, you know, you are going to use this tool. It's an area you may not have the expertise in yourself. That's why you pay somebody else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand that role that both of you are involved in this to make money, to make it pay. So
right.
It's a good hand-in-hand program. All right. We're at that point in the show where we ask our guests to give us their biz tip for the week. So, Zach, what is your pearl of wisdom for our listeners out there?
Oh boy, I don't know if I would call it a pearl of wisdom, but I would share, you know, what I believe has gotten me through certainly and has brought us success. And that is, I'm a big believer in effort. There's a lot of great other advertising agencies out there who can do what we do. But one thing that I can tell you is that I will outwork them.
Okay.
So when they're sleeping and eating, I'm working. My pearl of wisdom, quote unquote, is continue to work as hard as you can, and success comes from effort. And if you put in the work, success will come your way. So just continue to fight the fight, and you will definitely see a lot of success and value there, no doubt about it.
Well, Zach, I would just comment for those that you that can't tell by his voice, Zach is quite young. And he's done a terrific job in taking this company in 4 years from nothing to, having 30 employees and expanding and being out there in the forefront in our community of helping businesses succeed. And so continued luck to you and your company.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Zach, again, yes, thank you very much for being on this morning. It's been a lot of fun. I have a couple things to remind you, especially for next week, for the 4th of July. We will have the Biz Talk show. It will be on, but it will be on at 8 a.m. from 8 until 9. And our guest is going to be a very special guest. We're going to have the Lieutenant Governor for the state of Wisconsin, Rebecca Clayfish, who's going to be on. So that's one to look forward to. But if you're looking for us, be sure to tune in early. It'll be 8 o'clock in the morning on the 4th of July. So tune in to the Biz Talk show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.